Good evening. This is the National Finance Committee at the Pacifica Foundation. Today is Thursday, December the 7th, one of those days in history that means a lot or is of significance to many. My name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair of the National Finance Committee, and we are about to begin our meeting. I know we have quorum. Our secretary, Casey McFall, is not on the call. So, again, I'm sorry I didn't ask earlier. I would need someone to be secretary, active secretary for today's meeting.
Jane, I'll give it a shot.
As long as I can. Thank you, Jane. Okay.
If I can't do it the whole time, I'll have to pass over. Okay.
So, shall you call the roll or shall I?
I think it'd be a good idea if you did.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, let's start with Baruti Bediako.
Here.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Ambrose Wayne.
Here.
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tickert. He's not here. Patty Hathaway. Okay. Teresa Allen. Sandra Rawline. Okay, so we have, and this is LaVarne Williams, present. So we should start. Okay, so did everyone have a chance to look at the agenda?
I did not see an agenda.
We sent it out.
Page 3 of 5.
I'm sorry?
Page 3 of your email.
Page 3?
Of
yep.
The email?
Yep.
It's also on KPFTX.
I see it. Okay.
Okay, great.
Proposed agenda. I've got it.
Okay, great. I think that, I'm sorry, I have like dueling meetings here. So can you take a look at it now? And has everyone else had a chance to look at it?
Move adoption.
Okay, great. Move to adopt the agenda. Do we need a second there? Not so moved.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, and I will read it. Okay.
Too long.
No. Well, it's very brief. Okay. We'll have basically what we're doing is after if we have minutes to approve. And schedule the next meeting, then we have the CFL report. So the primary thing what we'd like to do today is to take care of looking at the proposed budget for 2007 and which is Lonnie Hicks, the CFL, will go over. And briefly, we wanted to also look at wanted to briefly talk about the Finance Committee motion on archive restoration, and that's primarily it. We had some action items from the previous meeting, so we can either get into those after the CFO report, or we can go to those first.
This is Dave?
Yes, Dave.
It's important to me, in considering these budgets, to know really where we're standing so far on budget performance. Mm-hmm. And the national office, in particular, was slated to raise basically double what it raised last year. And that extra money is a key component of budgets for two stations. So I'd like us to address what's happening on that front and where we stand.
All right, then. So
I think the CFO report's the right place for that.
Okay,
right.
Okay. And the next item on the agenda is the next meeting. We have the next meeting scheduled for Thursday, January the 18th. And I guess that's about the meeting is scheduled. And Dave, do you have a date for the meeting in Houston, the next PNB meeting?
26th. Well, the Friday is 26th of January, but Like I was talking to AC the other night, and he was talking about our need to really have the incoming board have enough time together, so maybe we'd want to suggest coming in on that Thursday, the 25th, for some additional time, but it's the end of the month.
Okay, fine, Sam. Is there any objections to scheduling the next finance meeting on Thursday, January the 18th?
Let's adopt the agenda first.
You moved to adopt the agenda.
Yes.
Yeah, but then there's discussion, and then you have to accept it with whatever amendments.
Oh, I thought that I didn't know there were any changes. No one objected, and I said so moved. Oh, sorry. I thought we were moving along there. Okay.
My request was amendment.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just saying I was putting my request as an amendment, but asking for it to be incorporated in the CFO report. I don't know if there's anything else anyone wants added. When are we going to do the executive session?
The last 30 minutes of the meeting. We'll just stop it. We have scheduled, I believe, for 2 hours, maybe 2 hours and 30 minutes, or the last 30 minutes. So we're starting today at...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
There's a problem with that in that I have to leave, and I understand Ambrose has to leave, which would mean if we didn't get additional members, you wouldn't have quorum for an executive session.
At what time do you have to leave?
I have to leave by 6:30.
Okay.
And Ambrose said he could only stay an hour when we were to meet waiting for you on the other line.
Is that
Ambrose?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Because when I sent out the memo, I said at the end for the last 30 minutes to discuss. Okay, so what is your suggestion now?
I suggest we go to executive session right now, spend that 30 minutes, come back on to public session while Ambrose and I are still here. Once you have quorum, you can continue business once we drop off. You might get other people, and that discussion might also inform some of the budget discussion.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Blind.
Are you going to discuss that? Because I would like to do the opposite, get the budgets taken care of. Because executive session items, they don't seem critical. They're more information, whereas that the budget items are action items.
Here's a suggestion. We could move to meet again this month in a week to go over some of the executive session and perhaps if we do not conclude today's discussion.
Okay.
I'd be up for that. Even a little later, like Tuesday instead of the Thursday, because we're meeting the Friday on the national board meeting.
Okay, would be a continuation. Is there an issue with the time?
How about Wednesday? That's okay for folks?
Okay, Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think what we could do is a recessed meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. A continuation of today's meeting. Okay. All right, so we'll meet Wednesday, same time, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern Time?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. And then, we'll just proceed to go into...
There's something going on Wednesday. Hang on. Let me check the calendar. I'm pretty sure I remember something. Hang on.
That's the 13th.
No, Wednesday's open. The 13th is open.
Okay, great. Okay.
I have something at 6:30 Eastern. What time would this meeting be?
5. Yeah,
regular
time.
8 p.m. Eastern.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
6:30. Yeah.
You'll be available at 8.
I'll just be a little late. That's all.
Okay. So we should run. So do we want to do 8:30, which is 5:30 Eastern Pacific time?
That'd be great.
8:30.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. 8:30.
If it's not going to be a long meeting, that'd be perfect.
No. We'll set an hour and a half, but it should be an hour at the most. Okay, so the next continuation recess meeting will be December the 13th, and are there any other discussions on the agenda?
This is just, Jane, just to clarify Dave's point, is that on the CFO report under budget discussions, he's just asking that the status of national fundraising plans be reviewed, is that correct?
Yeah, that should be in the national office, item C under proposed budget for 2007.
Status of fundraising?
Yeah, we'll just. Yeah, that should be on the national
Teresa.
Office plan. Hi, Teresa. We've started the meeting. Thank
it's
you.
Good
for
to be
being
here.
Okay, we're discussing the agenda. Did you receive a copy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, very good.
Move the agenda, Madam Chair.
Okay. So moved. Is there any discussion? Do we need a second? Okay, I thought we did this. Okay, very good. Okay, so where we are on the agenda now is going directly into the CFO report.
Absolutely.
The CFO report will go over the proposed budget of each one of the WBAI. We had WBAI, the national office, the headcount plan, and we'll go to the risk and opportunities to the plan, to the budget.
And KPFA too, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry?
The budget for KPFA.
Exactly. I'm saying, yeah,
okay, got it.
And K, right?
And K, yeah. Those are the ones that the board had asked to be reviewed. I'm reporting out on them.
Okay. So are you ready to start, Lonnie?
Yes. Okay. Fine. What I'll do is I'll go quickly through the CFO report where a lot of the information is summarized. That's the report that has CFO Finance and Board Report. And
I'm
it's
sorry?
A Word
I'm
document.
Sorry.
And it pretty much summarizes. The detail is there. But you would recall that at the last budget meeting in September, there were several budgets that upon review, the board had asked that those budgets go back to the station for review. That would be WBAI, K, and KPFA. Since that time, that budget review process has been underway, meeting with the staff, the management, and the LFCs, and it would be the third revision of the budget. The original budgets that were passed at the board meeting, you recall, had some additional budget items suggested by the board and passed by the board. Those items were not, in fact, in the budget, but were voted on. And so they were items to be added to the budget. That created a second revision. And then the third revision of the budget is the one that's before us now. That is changes for WBAI, changes for A, changes for K. In addition, if you look at my report, there were three or four different kind of changes that's encompassed in this second revised budget. One, there are some budget items that were approved at that last board meeting, but there were no funds identified for some of those items. And so they are now in the budget to some extent. Then there were budget changes that were proposed by stations and the national office since the budget was approved. That is to say, any budget, people may forget positions to put in the budget or mistakes, so they want to make changes to the budget. So those are here, and I'll identify those. Then there are budget changes that have been proposed by local station boards of directors, and I'll identify those. And then there is the WBI recovery plan. You recall that finance had asked and the board had agreed to have WBAI go back and look at what a recovery plan for the station, put it on a sustainable basis, would look like. And there are two or three components to that of proposed recovery plan.
Patty.
One was to look at, of course, the financial situation, see if the need for support from mail drops and joint mail drop of the national office could be reduced. There was a request to look at number of fundraising days could be reduced. There was a request to look at programming for WBAI on the assumption that programming was related to the overall finances of the station and its ability to become self-sustaining. So what we have in this report is an appendix which contains the detail of the WBAI recovery plan. But let me go through it quickly, and then you can go back for questions where we want to put emphasis. The original budget that was presented to the board in Walnut Creek had a bottom line of $1 million, $1,001,000. The budget being presented now has a bottom line that's improved by $128,000.
Could you say that again, please?
That is, the original budget presented at the Walnut Creek board had a bottom line of $1 million or so, $1,001,000. the new budget that's being presented tonight has a bottom line of $1,129,000.
So it's more money is in it.
Yeah, more money to the bottom line, $128,000.
Thank you.
Okay, so that, after all that work, all that effort, talking to everyone, management, general managers, we've improved the bottom line by $129,000. Last year's budget began with a bottom line of $919,000. What I point out is that between the budget that we worked with last year, 919, and the one we're presenting now, is an improvement to the bottom line of $210,000. So that is good because it's more of that 1 month that I'm so fond of talking about. I point out, of course, that the expenses for 1 month in the new FY07 budget is $1.5 million. Now, what's not in the budget, very important, I always like to point that out, that the board at the last board meeting passed a resolution which calls for archive preservation, new expenses that would total about $135,000. This item is not in the current budget. Couldn't find the revenues for it, and there is a motion to rescind before the board. So it's not in the current board package. Of course, I could add it to the budget if the Finance Committee and the Board wanted that to be placed in the budget. There was a proposal for a corporate counsel to be at every board meeting. That expense by $10,000 is not in the current proposed budget. There's a proposal for three board meetings rather than four. At the present time, what I did is I put all four board meetings back into the budget.
Point of privilege. I apologize for that. I can't hear you. If everybody, there's rustling, there's all sorts of noise. Could everybody help so we can hear Lonnie? Because he's there right now.
Pound one, or if you have mute on your phone, you can do that. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
What's that? I was just saying that there's some items not in the budget as presented. This budget with the $1,129,000 bottom line. And those items are, as I mentioned before, the $135,000 item for archive preservation, which was discussed and passed at the board meeting. Now I understand it's up for rescission. There was a proposal to have the council, corporate council, at every board meeting. I estimated expense might be $10,000. That is not in this budget. There's a proposal to have three board meetings rather than four. At the present time, I put the four meetings back in the budget. So I'm not sure where that proposal is. I know it's been advertised. I'm just not sure. I just wanted to be cautious and put the four meetings back in the budget. And there's not a contingency fund in the budget for stations that may have drive issues as we go through the fiscal. We did have stations that did miss goals. Three of the four of the stations. And there is no contingency fund other than that 1 month we have at the bottom line. In most cases, it's a half month. So there's no contingency above the half month of what we see on the paper. Now, I'll speed this up a little bit. Factors that will impact FY07 budget. The fund drive scenario. Fund drive scenarios, you all know we're in a down market for radio. It's happening to us, it's happening to all of community radio, and it's happening, you know, that trend is clear now. You know, and after the election the results for 06, what tends to happen at Pacifica and other progressive organizations, that people feel the country's back on a better track, and many times they lose interest in the politics, and certainly not as much as the drama that may have accompanied the 06 election, and we may see a reduction in our revenues as a result. So the drive scenario, as it might affect the 07 budget, is an unknown. We don't know how much the political scene might affect our revenues or just the issue of shrinking audience. KPFA, going through each station. KPFA missed the drive goal by $100,000, but station management had instituted a web drive, fund drive, and recouped $31,000, and they're planning to do a mail drive. I expect they will recoup it. However, that budget, if you look at it closely, has $232,000 in it, which is the amount that the station will have to borrow to cover unexpected legal bills. And I won't go into too much detail there, but it does say that the state risk in the KPFA budget is an unknown factor that may be several hundred thousand dollars or more. And we can talk about that in executive session. And there will be, clearly, a need to borrow from the station savings to cover those and other expenses. KPFK, the drive went very well, and I'd like to congratulate staff on pulling together the first drive and making Gold Plus. However, on the budget side for 07, it still is a situation where the station has about only a half month, but that's better than the last year when they were like $4,000 to the bottom line. This year, they're $125,000 to the bottom line, so that's an improvement to the bottom line. It gives them some reserves in case some of those future drives do not work out as they might hope. KPFT, they're $9,000 short of the monthly goal, and $9,000 is not a large amount for them, and they have that new transmitter, which I think will broaden their signal and therefore presumably reach more people, and I think there might be a revenue impact of a stronger signal. WPFW, a station which and every year for the last 13 years meets their goal for listener support and more, this time had a little bit of a difficulty in as much as they had to extend their drive, and they're short between $25,000 and $30,000. However, as I mentioned in my report, WPFW started the year with $400,000 cash. I didn't believe it. I went to see and check for myself. But they do. They started out the year with a strong, strong cash position. So they have a reserve that I think is the largest they've had in years. And so they're in better shape when you include those reserves. WBAI, well, the issues there I started to look at, as you all know, we had three goals. What to do about programming, presumably a factor in the finances. What to do about the number of fundraising days, and what to do about the bottom line. And in this report, you'll get an appendix at the bottom that has greater detail, but basically, up in the body of my report, I give the three strategies that the station is adopting. These have been reviewed and approved by the LSB, the interim general manager, the program director. But the three areas, let's start with programming. There's a commitment from the management to revamp programming, moving programming toward more interactive programming, call-in and listener call-in programming, to look to affiliates to produce the programming, perhaps looking at an affiliate-driven show, and looking at programming in the sense of having regular hosts for some of the shows, so that you would have two, maybe three-hour blocks where a single host would be covering a particular show or three shows, but with having the same host. The idea is to give listeners a familiar person who they can relate to over time on the same spot, same time on the dial, but also more interactive. They apparently in New York saw that Air America had a call-in format for many of their shows and did well in New York. And this is the attempt to recognize that listeners want more interaction, not single individuals on the mic, making presentations and talking to guests. So that's one area where the programming, the outreach to affiliates, and all of this is in my report. And the other one is to conceive of a PR campaign and a fundraising campaign in the context of mail drops, and that station reconceptualizing itself as a station for progressive listeners in the seventh state area around New York, not just New Jersey and New York. It's in the report, and I'll answer the question. The idea here is that doing the mail drops and in concentrating on fulfillment rates, as I know we've all heard about concentrating on fulfillment, but this one is a new general manager, and so there's a real seriousness now around raising the fulfillment rate by 5 points, raising it from 78 to 83, would increase revenues by $100,000, a mail drop, increasing revenues by $100,000, allowing the station to contemplate reducing fundraising by 7 to 10 days. Another point is hiring a full-time fund development director. The station has not had one for some years, at least not since I've been here. And that fund development person could be reasonably expected to produce revenues at least 1 to 2 times their own salaries, but of course that may take time. And then recruiting a non-paid director of volunteers. And people ask, well, why a director of volunteers? Well, a non-paid, can you get a non-paid director of volunteers? Yes, you can. In fact, we've contacted an organization called SCORE, which produces volunteers, retired executives, and people who have expertise in various areas. And yeah, they're willing to provide those people. But what a director of volunteers can do for a station like WBAI is they first of all can have those volunteers and manage them in the on-air drive so that you don't get drop calls and people calling to make pledges and not able to get through, or even the scripts are not very good in terms of people feeling that their pledge is greeted in a friendly manner. The volunteers can help with events, and the volunteers can help in the fulfillment department where there is the contention, at least, that when people call and not get their about their premiums, which may be late, or maybe they haven't received them at all, they get a friendly voice and an understanding voice on the other end of that line and not a stressed person who is feeling pressured. So, bottom line, these activities will look at programming, maybe raise an additional $200,000. And is it sustainable? Well, programming would be permanently changed. A mailing list, including 7 states, is a permanent new source of revenue. Actually, we have a mailing list that we have used in that 7-state area that we are going to turn over to WBAI for their use. Okay, and the details of the plan are in the appendix in my report. In the national office, we're doing, as you all know, we're still standing pat with new investment in technology. That is, we're adding on staffing for our affiliate program, adding on staffing for our webmaster, and we will increase the number of hours that our technical director have from 60% to full-time. And I think he's doing a great job, and we think the network needs the technical support in order to be able to keep up technologically and also to look at new ways to bring technology to the network and expand the footprint of Pacifica. We have looked to increase our support station. My summary is gloom and hope. We got gloom because we're in a down market and all the radio is experiencing it. We have some hope here, as much as we do have some new ideas and a willingness to look at programming in some of the stations. And if the programming ideas work at one station, or whatever works at one station can be emulated at others. However, I do, under summary item B, make the statement as we ramped up in the fat times, we'll have to right-size so it is affordable in terms of staffing and line item expenses at Pacifica. This is inevitable. I don't see how it can be avoided that we'll have to reduce our overall staffing. Just as we ramped up in the years where we were looking at revenue increases of 20% a year, that is not happening now. We are flat revenue-wise, and as we can see, actually, for some stations, losing revenue. So that's the facts now. That's the scenario that we're in, and we'll have to make adjustments. Most stations will. No station is immune. All of us will be impacted. The audience reductions, we don't have a real thoroughgoing program to deal with what to do about shrinking audiences. We have some ideas. We're looking at maybe following audiences, especially young people, as they use other platforms to get audio. We're looking at the affiliates as a source of audio, a source of programming, that is to say affiliate-driven programming. There are a lot of people out there, producers, who, if given an opportunity on Pacifica there, could do a good job, could produce excellent programming and could also produce what amounts to a group of people who could constitute that young cadre to replace some folks who've been with us many, many years. So the affiliates are a source of publicity, perhaps joint fundraising, new blood, programming, et cetera. So that is going to be tried, at least at WBA. I know they're talking about it at KPFA as well. So we'll see. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But at least it is a half step for dealing with a shrinking audience scenario. Finally, you get in the appendix the WBAI recovery plan. Now, three items I would use to sum up in terms of how this FY07 budget is looking. There are three critical risk points in this budget. One of them is, I would say, K is stable, and their audience seems to be stable, pretty stable down in L.A. Fingers crossed, and thank any deity for that. WBI's audience is not stable. That station is, of course, in a period of flux. They are at least now willing to try new things. That's good. How well they work out, we'll have to see. They have a 90-day plan. We'll see what the follow-through is. KPFA, I think, has a serious financial issue in terms of potential expenses that could use up $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 of their savings. That is a risk area. All of that, national office, well, when any station goes to risk, we follow. If a station is not able to produce revenue, that's less revenue that comes to the national office, and we have to constantly make adjustments and try to stay one step ahead of all those risks if they come to fruition. The final of the recommendations on the budgets, my recommendation is pass through WBAI. And my recommendation would be to pass it to the PNB for approval, with, of course, a 90-day look-see. That's what the plan calls for, a 90-day look-see. Let's have another look in 90 days. At KPFA, my recommendation would be that budget, which has not been seen in terms of these new expenses we contemplate, by the LSB. So at this point, my recommendation would be that it go back to the LSB at KPFA, so they can have a look at some of the implications that are now present in the budget that were not present when the LSB passed the budget even several weeks ago. So, and then we have another meeting of the board sometime in January and hopefully take care of it at that point. Or we could pass the KPFA budget with a proviso that the approval is not final until the LSB has signed off on it. We could do one of those two things. Last item. We have the beginning of some serious attempts to deal with the situation we're faced with at Pacifica. I do endorse again the idea of, Dave, I think we need to move towards expanding the ways in which we get audio to our listeners. I would heartily endorse putting real funding behind it and moving it. We have to do more than one thing. We're trying different things, and I could list all the sort of new things. But whether any one of them will be the magic bullet, probably not. And we need to continue to look for new initiatives that give us the ability to create sustainability in some of our larger and key stations. That would be I, that would be A, and we have what I think is some stability at K. Okay, that would be my summation.
This is Dave. Hello?
We hear you, Dave.
Okay, I'm waiting for the chair to come back and recognize. She's probably muted.
Yeah. What was you wanted to go on? Oh, yeah, the fundraising for the National Office there. You wanted
Since she hasn't recognized me, does anybody object to my asking a couple questions?
No, go ahead.
If not, I've got tons of things to say. I'm not going to say them all now. I'll wait and let other people be recognized. A couple quick things. Again, something I mentioned to Ambrose while we were waiting for you. In terms of that last point you made about how we do new things, I really wish that we were getting from the various stations things more like what we're getting now from BAI in terms of a plan with benchmarks. And I'm wondering if one of the things you might invest in is some training for management in producing such plans so that we can review those efforts and play a proper role from the governance side in looking at both the vision behind them and then the execution of them. So that's one thing. One of the things I'm curious about is the National Office budget called for essentially almost a doubling of revenues and then $900,000 more up from about $1 million and $300,000 of that going to KPFT and BAI. Is the National Office going to be able to make that nut? And are they going to be able to provide that revenue to those stations? What's the status of things right now?
Well, yeah, it's all mountain to climb. I agree. But here's why I'm optimistic. We're looking to raise $1.2 million in listener support. We raised $850 million last year.
$850,000.
$850,000, I'm sorry. If that were a billion, I'd...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. $850,000. Now, why is it, do I feel it doable this year to go to 1.2? Here's the reason. First of all, we got a $300,000 cash check in September. And while the revenue will be counted for last fiscal, the cash is available to us this fiscal, obviously, because we haven't spent it. So against that $1.2 million, I look at it as we have $300,000 already in the
bank.
The second reason for optimism is that we did do a mailing in September, 602,000 pieces, mostly acquisition. And we've raised $250,000 against it. We're break even virtually right now. And it takes 6 months, 7 months, just like a station, to realize all the revenue from any given mailing. I think we'll get 50 to 100,000 coming in, and if there is a large gift, that is to say, some person we mailed to decides to give us large dollars, which is what happened with the 300,000. People ask me, where did the 300,000 come from? It came from a name we got off an acquisition mailing list in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We don't even have a station near Cambridge, Massachusetts, and as luck and good fortune would have it, he gave us $300,000. So I think that we have the 300,000, the second 300,000 from the current mailing, one that went out September 15th. We're in the second month, 2.5 months or so into that mailing. And I think that mailing will produce for us. We're also doing a December mailing, which will produce for us. We always do a holiday mailing as well. So I think we're at the 600,000 mark there. Then we have two more mailings.
Lonnie, yes. Are those mailings, in terms of your projections, are they looking like they're going to do what was projected based on the data you have so far?
Well, this first mailing, I think that it's we've got $250,000 in now already, and I think that another 50 to 100,000 will come in. It'll be a little lower than my projection because after the election, but I think we'll get 50 to 75,000 more on the mailing. So it's a little bit lower, but on a growth basis.
How much lower than projection?
Yeah, it's a little lower, but gross is gross, we would pick up 100,000 on this mailing. Compared to other mailings, we did 200,000 net. I think we'll net 100 on this one. So the second 300,000 is in the door virtually. Now we got 600,000 more to go. Where will that come from? We got two more mailings. Each will go at 600,000. And I think out of the two mailings, 600,000 each, one in the spring, one likely in the summer, we'll pick up another 300,000 for each one of those mailings, and we'll be at the 1.2. However, there is a contingency. there is, if we get another large gift of $200,000 or $300,000, that will be gravy, so to speak, on the projected goal. And in working with the WBI folks, if they are able to raise a couple of $100,000 from the activities we just described, then the $200,000 or so we have in our budget, maybe not all of that, it needs to be forwarded, but they may not need all of that $200,000, and therefore there's some cushion there, maybe $100,000 or $200,000. So I think, you know, on paper, it's doable. It's, you know, we're halfway there now, and that's early in Cicero, and we got two more big mailings coming up, plus whatever, as I mentioned, or any gifts that come through. Now, there is one other item, that is, we did get a $350,000 gift from last year, at least the pledge was made, but the cash has not come in. And it will come in this fiscal, likely. One, remember, that was the one that the $700,000, and half of it went to KPFA. The other half came to the national office. So that $350,000 is yet to come in. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's looking miracle of all miracles. But these are one-time things. And next year, I would not budget that much money. But this year, it looked doable. So.
Okay, well, I'll yield on the other stuff. I just want to leave by saying that I think we're going to need, for the new initiatives you're talking about, to do fundraising around the new initiatives. I think the board's going to have to get itself involved. But it's hard to do fundraising around new initiatives that don't have a degree of concreteness to them, because in order to be able to get a donor excited, you have to be able to say, this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it, how we're doing it. And I think we need to provide some training to our management to help us develop those things. And I'll leave my other comments for after others have spoken.
Okay. Are you talking about a concrete training program to look at new initiatives? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Is there a list? I mean, is there someone else you'd like to see?
Patty.
Okay, Patty.
I'm curious here. How is the mail drop going right now from the national office, the one that went out a few months ago? What's its condition?
Well, I went over that just a little bit ago. We had sent out 100,000 mail drops, about 100,000 internal, and most of them from the WBAI. 500,000 from acquisition list. We mailed out roughly 600,000. We've raised $250,000 so far. Break even, we've broken even. And I think that the mailing usually takes at least 4, 5, 6 months. You get half of it in the first 2 months or so, and then you get another 20 or 30% in the 4 month period, and then the remaining comes in sometimes 6, 7, 8 months. Just like a station. Stations take quite a while for the total funds to come in. So I think that this mail drop will net $50,000 to $100,000. So I was hoping for $200,000, but I'll take the $100,000. So we break even right now, and in the next month to 2 months, another $50,000 to $100,000 will come in. And then there are two other mailings of a similar size, $600,000 in the spring, $600,000 in the summer, and we think we'll get similar results. But as I was saying to Dave, there is a backup plan. And the backup plan is that that we have a gift of $350,000, which has not yet been delivered to us. So that would be cash coming in sometime in fiscal, and we might get another gift during the course of the year, like we did last year, for $100,000 or $200,000. So will we get to our number? Will we be able to reach it? I think so. You know, I think so. But you never know. You know, if say some of the drives, if the drives in January or February are not what predicted, then the national average income would be affected. So.
Another thing on the WBAI new budget, which is $80,000 more than the one we rejected, right? The question here is that you have about $200,000. From the national mailing. Someone's pushing buttons.
Just a second. Someone's phone is...
Who's dialing nowhere?
A little aggressive. It's okay now.
Okay, and then we have, like, mailings, local mailings, too, to bring in another, like, $200,000 mail drop. So, I mean, this is all untested. I'm still concerned. There was, the vote was not an all-affirmative yes on this budget at the local station board. There was, it passed, but it didn't pass, like, with flying colors at all. And, I think some of this recovery plan stuff, it also, you know, makes me a little nervous. Anyway, I'm just concerned that this slow return on these mail drops, and that we're going to count on that money to be paying the bills. And I think that, isn't it kind of not that good to base your income, like salaries and everything, on like untested water here?
Well, you know, yeah, it's nervous business there. But here is what I think sort of helps with that plan. What helps is that the mailing of our 200,000 people that they're talking about is not untested. All of these people have been mailed to before, and they have given money before. We've got 67,000 lapsed people, which we use in that September 15th mailing. So we know right now sort of how many of those lapsed donors really have given money. That's what we're tracking right now as the mail comes in. The other one is that if they do an acquisition mailing, you know, to get to the 100,000, we in the national office have mailed to those same seven states in that northeast corridor. And we have a mailing list of donors who gave money for national programming. We've been doing it for 3 years. So we have a tested mailing list of people who are interested in national programming and who would very easily be interested in a station that's in their neighborhood, that is to say WBAI. So we're going to give them, we got about 5,000 to 6,000 names of donors who have given to Pacifica, and essentially, you know, turn those names over to WBAI to round out their mailing list. And we know that those donors in the Northeast Corridor give a little bit more than other parts, actually $60. So you got $5,000-$6,000 times $60, an average gift. So in a way, it's new for WBAI, but the donors are people who have given to Pacifica, familiar with us. We mention all the stations in our mailing. But, you know, even if you get 6,000 names and they give $60 each on an average gift, these are people who have given money already. So that's quite a good place to start from a mail drop point of view. You've got a list of people who already given, know who you are. And now you're trying to orientate them to a station that's closer to home and say, this is the station rest of part of the set of New York. So,
Matt,
I don't know.
Follow up on that point Lonnie just made?
Dave. I'm sorry, Patty, did you have another question? Patty? Go ahead.
I'll yield the floor back. I just want a clarification.
Okay, please, go ahead.
Lonnie, when you're giving that list to them, and are we in any way maybe double counting, i.e., are you counting on revenues that would have come from that list to be in part of the national office's performance and counting on it for WBAI, or have you taken that into account in your calculations?
Well, the way it goes is it's an acquisition list, so we may at one point buy, you know, 10,000 names from ACLU people in the Northeast. But they would come online and get 10,000 names, different names, same from the ACLU list, different people. ACLU.
But if you're giving, my question is, if you're giving BAI your names, are you counting on getting national office funds for national office mail drops from those and counting on revenue from those people for BAI? Is there any risk that we've double counted projected revenue?
No, say the names that we don't give the names to them physically. We give it to the mailing house, so WBAI doesn't have physical possession. And
no, I know, but you're soliciting, both groups are soliciting that same group. So is the assumption that both groups are going to get a similar response from the same group, or have you reduce the estimate of what is coming in from that sector for each side because you're both going to be soliciting.
Now, here's the way it'll go. That is, of the mailings we have done, for example, that we will look at the Northeast sector, and the revenues from that sector might be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. We will, as the budget calls for, turn those funds over to WBAI, as is in the budget.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
This is LaVerne. Let me just follow up on that. Okay, so you're saying you will identify the current mailing that you did in September 15th. You will be able to identify mailings from the Northeast sector, and that portion will go to BAI. Is that correct?
Yeah, we promise, yes.
Okay. So the next mailing that you plan to do, you said spring, is that April, March? What when is
that? Yeah, we usually look somewhere around Pacifica's anniversary in April.
Okay. Okay. Then the next mailing, I'm sorry, you said the summer, is that July or August?
We thought that we would do either in early June or late July before summer takes hold, or in September.
Okay. That's so then the question is, okay, you're going to use acquisition list for those mailings?
Yeah.
We know
now which acquisition list performed for us.
Uh-huh.
And so we're getting good at knowing which ones to really do give.
Okay.
And
so
we're not wasting money on ones that don't. So.
And the BAI mailings that are part of the recovery plan, so they'll be doing lapsed again, or they'll also have an acquisition mailing, like you had mentioned, ACLU, but will not be the same list that you will use when you do the mailing in April.
Yeah, for example, that's right. For example, they have lapsed members that total 67,000 names. That's a lot of names. Sorry, they have to be lapsed members, but they are easier to, you know, to recapture than somebody new that never heard of WBAI. So let's say in the spring, WBAI would mail to those lapsed members. We would not, okay? So they will be mailing to their lapsed members, and they would go to the say of ACLU and get 10,000 or 15,000 names, which are not the ones we have used. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because ACLU's got 1 million members, so you could go deeper and deeper into the list, and there would be, of course, different people, not the same people they'd be mailing to. So. Yeah, you know, we might be mailing to 10,000 ACLU members, but it won't be the same 10,000 ACLU members that WBAI would be mailing to.
And so are you targeting that Northeast sector for those names?
Yeah, you know, they tend to give more. The average is $60-$65, whereas the South is $5. Even WKPFA, the average gift is, I mean, in a single mailing, over the year, KPFA's gifts total $135-$140, but in a single mailing, that Northeast sector is about $5 higher than other folks.
Okay, and then just to follow up again on the September 15th mailing, you said you're right at break-even, so although it shows $250,000 in income, your costs you're saying are $250,000. And you're only projecting $100,000, and you think that perhaps 35 of that will go to BAI because it will come from the Northeast sector. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that in a couple of months we'll get $50,000 to $100,000 from this mailing. We have a, as I said, a holiday mailing that's gone out too that hit the mailbox.
A holiday mailing? Yeah, in like end of calendar year mailing? Is that it?
Yeah, we do one every year. And this one is going out by the 15th of December. We do one every year.
Is this the national office or is this targeted?
National office.
Okay. The other thing, Lenny, I'll just ask right now. You during the early part of the planning for the budget, you had sent your spreadsheet on these mail drops, where it shows the timing. Could you just say, we need to see this, so when we discuss this, we can see that. Can you send that update?
Usually one goes out the way we did it.
That's okay. You've already stated. I just need we just need to see the spreadsheet that you've done. I think Phil actually came on the line and talked about it.
Yeah,
too.
He did. He came on and talked about it. He sort of decides on the timing because he checks it out with Stacia to make sure there's no conflict. And so it's based trying, you know, not to do mailings too close together or to drive or the mail drop. So,
okay, can I just one other thing? When you talked about the fact that you're just at break even now on the September 15th mailing, and that you're projecting 100K on this mailing, and then you talked about the gift that will be given that is already committed, and that half will go to KPFA and half to the national office. So is this unrestricted?
Well, the $300,000 I mentioned that came in was unrestricted.
The $350,000 that you're expecting.
Yeah, $350,000 has a restriction on it that says it's to be used, not to be used except in exigent circumstances. Now, exigent, you know, the definition of exigent?
I feel exigent right now, for what it's worth.
Yeah, right. So, feel exigent state. And usually there's no problem if you really, really need it. So if it were the case that hey, needed to take those funds and utilize them, then I think that the estate would not have an objection.
Okay. Now, just one follow-up question. You had committed to actually assist in T with this first mail drop, and it only looks like, so you're saying perhaps 65 to BAI, then 35 to T? Is that what you're expecting to do?
Over the year, not all in one mail drop. You know, I would spread it out because on a need basis, and I'm looking at how much that need is. Now, with T, with that new transmitter and presumably access to far more listeners, I'm thinking that T might not need the full 100,000. So, you know, I'm just...
Say that again?
I'm saying that if T transmitter comes online and there are... Therefore, their access is stronger. Think about they're accessing more listeners. And maybe that will show up as increased revenue.
Okay. We are experiencing some problems because I don't understand all of the technical issues involved, but Donna Platt, our development director, was telling us last night that the new equipment, there seems to be something to do with the weight or the something that the actual tower will bear. So there seems to be a little glitch or a little delay in that at this point.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I might want to talk to Dwayne about it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is this related to HD or is this just... that's just a quick question. Is there someone else who wanted to speak?
I have several other things, but I'll wait until other people have done theirs.
Okay.
No one has. I'm ready to go right now.
Okay. Let me just ask one question. I meant to ask. I'm sorry. I have to step away for a second.
Is Sandra on the line?
No, not yet.
Thank you.
I don't see headcount on this. And we need to have, before I can approve a plan, I'd like to see the headcount plan for all of the stations, and in particular for the national office. I know you had sent one out earlier, so
yes,
I need to know if that's still the same.
Yes.
Okay, it hasn't changed.
Except, the program coordinator, by the way, I take that back, program coordinator has been hired.
Okay. So can you let us know who that is?